来了没？
你们晚上都会走？
我看看。
哎，回去我们。
哎，没意思。
不用官方该绕麦。By the way, my cement tongs quit spitting out and making weird bubbles and weird noises and all that stuff. It's filters were very tired of debris and needed to be cleaned, so that's what you caught me in the middle of.
Well, next time maybe I won't put you in the middle of that, huh?
Well, hopefully the thing ain't got to die left until New Year's. No, I won't either. I've got the fall leaves to come down first. Yeah, I'm going to hit this June, late November. When you get too many fall leaves, they'll come down and drop in the water.
General, I forgot about the 2 o'clock phone meeting.
That's okay. It'll be online.
Where do I go?
Then I'll send the audio and the training and documents. But the other file will be there too. As soon as Bobby gives it to me.
And the address is currandocuments.com?
TheAquarians.com, Aquarian Documents.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Joe.
Me and you?
Nope.
Get in, Shiloh.
Ernie.
Oh,
I would do. General, what day was that? That we did that blast?
I don't remember. You silent? Tuesday or Thursday? I said, what day?
No, I think it was on a Thursday.
I came in late Thursday afternoon.
I don't remember.
Friday I came in late and me and Shiloh and Dave talked for another hour.
Hello.
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, okay, Pete. Me, you, Shiloh, Dave, and Jenny at the moment.
Well, I'm going to be the federal. I may have to beat it out of here. I did the earth session already.
And Diane has got a, Diane's got quite a few things to do right now. But if we do get it ready, I'm sure that I can get her in on that hell ball.
We decided to do that. That is, when you're only doing one, it's a right now. It's not that much of a hand. We'll see who we get in. I got an email from Bob Cross that said he would be in. I know he was feeling like death warmed over. And Coco, Daryl, we get them in. I don't know whether Eric will get back to see me or not.
Yep, I don't know either.
Hello.
Mark?
Ah, there you were.
Yeah, how did it go today?
Beautiful.
Good.
Yep. We had Eric and Rosie in, besides the regular crew. And, Jesse got in and then got clipped out. She'll probably be back. I talked to her a while ago. Bob Cross said he would try to get in.
Tonight?
Yeah. Hope Andrea can make it.
See if you can get a hold of her and bring her in.
Hello.
Andrea can't make it. She's still trying to, like, just walk it over.
Oh.
Okay. But thanks for trying.
I'm not a problem. Well, I just checked in for the news. I've always been through the session, so it's just going to take 45 and they bounce back in at the back end and see if there's any more news at the back end of it.
Okay.
The only thing that we'll probably do different,
anyone can get in on it. I'll take the hell ball, the U.S. hell ball. I got that. Let me see if I can get it to everybody. Wouldn't hurt if we could get it to everybody, but let's see if I can do that.
Was that the one where we did 11 states?
Yeah, but this time we're just going to do the one, U.S. alone. And pound the hell out of things there, I guess. Hello?
Hello? Hey, Coco!
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, just dandy.
All right, General, I'll catch you on the back end. You're going to do the training first, right?
Pardon?
You're going to do the training first?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll catch you on the back end then.
Okay.
Out of here.
For those who
I didn't know Bob Crump had made it in yet.
No, he hasn't. Not yet.
Okay.
I got an email saying he intended to.
Okay.
If you'll check your email, we have the script for the hell ball, the U.S. hell ball, that we put together. Nothing's assigned on it. It's a pretty short one. But some of us ran on that 11 city hammer that we put down the other day. And let me tell you, it hit with a vengeance. If you've been watching the news since we put that thing down, everybody's been screaming and running for cover, which is perfectly all right with me. I don't have a problem when all these damn socialists have a problem now here. I don't think anybody cares about that. Well, when we hit them, we hit them hard. And we've got one, if we want to do it, it only takes about 5 minutes once everybody hits the script. But it's for the U.S. thing, and we'll be doing it every night in addition to anything else we do from now through the election. The real short one, you can do it any time during the day. The only thing is, you need a support team. You need someone to keep you directed. So any two of you get together, one of you tap, the other one hammer. Very short thing to do. Did you get yours in yet, Kitty?
Yes. Okay. I've got both my copies came in.
Well, that's rare.
I know. It came in 2 minutes apart.
Damn.
I didn't even have to do anything and mine was in there right after you said check. Because normally I have to shut down just to bring it up, so I can't figure this freaking box out at all.
Yeah, I went to check my mail. I hit check mail and it sent me to the you must give your password page.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to do that this time. Last night,
it looks like we've got a monument to a hooked nose that ain't working so well for him.
No shit. I just like to know when.
Well,
I
don't need to.
You sent out materials for today?
Just sent it out a few minutes ago. I've been having a little bit of trouble. And that's the U.S. Hell Ball is the one to look for.
Okay.
If we do it, we'll do it on the end of the session. Anywho, for those of you that missed the second, I suppose we're recording again.
working on your show.
I certainly am.
Okay.
I've got a conflict in my copy.
Oh.
We're centering the hell ball on Tallahassee, Florida, and then down there in the command, for company two, center the hell ball.
Yeah,
in Omaha, Nebraska.
Facing. We're going to Omaha, Nebraska. Everyone's got that.
Okay.
No corrected copy. And not a corrected order or post one, whichever we do. But we're going to Omaha.
All right.
With about 6,000 miles or so. I'll feel it when we go, if we get that far into it. Okay. I don't think we have any extraneous listeners, so we can skip some of this as we go without skipping anything of importance. And it's 8:04, Universal Coordinated Time in the evening. In this lesson, you're going to learn how to discern a demon and how to make a body of discernment. Now, it's critical to have this information if you have it accurately and to use it properly. Well, since the audience of the New Moon, the Nephilim presentation of Apology on the 24th of September, we have one major increase in our personal and team firepower applications, the essence and use of virtue taught by Command Marshal General E. Shiloh Whittaker, and the following applications and practice by Brigadier Catherine Ann Malone during our nightly blast sessions. And it's absolutely critical that we do these things as much by our own virtue as possible. And now, while we're still targeting socialists regardless of the disguise, Marxist, communist, fascist, progressive, etc., primarily the Democrats are not exempting the Republicans with respect to this November general election. The election that we're coming up on, you can see there's a lot of hell being raised about it from what we just did to them. But we're going to make damn sure that they get a whole lot more of it. Then after the election, we're going to hold their feet to the fire. Now, we've got to prepare ourselves for the global hell that's still on the horizon. So these personal virtue practices, whenever we can do them, will be time well spent. And we're going to need all the firepower we can muster when we begin to tangle with the Nephilim directly. And I expect that probably before November on some minor points, if not already. But we're going after the rest. Now, these guys are not amateurs at anything. They have very extended lives. For ours, as a rule of the thumb, 70 years. Theirs is about 1.5 million. Now, those that were born on Earth are considerably lesser, but still into the thousands of years. And that's a lot of time to learn, regardless of where you live in creation. That said, there are chinks in their armor. True spiritual chink. And that's about the only place we can hit them with any kind of an effective result. Now remember that chink in their armor is not a flaw in combat materials, workmanship, or technology. You're not going to wreck one of their spaceships or take it out with a Colt 45. Their chink is true spiritual, pure, and simple. Join the audience, I have the advantage of a direct spirit body link, as is sometimes the case in the plains of heaven or Earth episodes. But the priest of Nibiru, who represented the Nephilim, could very well have been used to execute members of the Royal Nephilim household, officers, and executives in presence. But that audience is over, and that particular advantage ended with it. So Akurians surviving here in the nation do not and will not have that advantage at all. So we've got to hit them with what we can hit them with. And you'll need to practice as much as possible. Not only this discernment, but everything we've taught you. Protecting yourself, how to read minds, discern spirits.
spirits and knowing demons when you encounter them, how to dissolve a cloud, create a storm, making a sun ring, handling black fire, reading energies wherever they are, leading a city in its truth and entirety, knowing and using your own personal virtue, binding and loosening in the plains of heaven and the depths of hell, executing and burning those deserving directly into hell, and learning to tend on your own consciousness and your own spirit. Nobody else can do those things for you. When you step out of a shopping center and you blink the parking lot to find out what in the hell is going on there, nobody else can do that for you. You've got to do it. And you've got to know how, because nobody can do that for you either. Now, a bit reminder of the Nephilim before we get into discerning the spirit thing. I'll show you how to call one up. We know where they are, and we'll go through them. As a reminder, the Nephilim are, quote, those who came down, unquote. As documented in the ancient scripts, mostly found in what is now Iraq and Iran, and better known as Persia or Babylon, the major city at the time. Our immediate purposes set the stage for what the Assyrians must do between now and Shiloh, with another huge shift in tactics due to the first week of November. Once the election is in, we got a whole new ballgame to play with. And the Nephilim are not any kind of friend to any Anasazi. Remember that. And remember, the same thing applies to any and all other extraterrestrials, grays, greens, Pleiadians, Beharians, if you prefer. None, as in none, are to be trusted at any time for any reason about anything. Now, if you want your own destruction on your own head, do that. But I'm telling you, don't trust them on anything. And that's why we have to make sure that when you're doing a discernment and you get somebody, you're checking a spirit out, you think you know who it is, you got a conversation with them the next day, discern it again the next day. Discern every statement they make on you, because they'll stop talking and somebody else will start and you'll get sucked in because you're out there with, talking to the spirits of a big deal. No, you discern every damn thing they've got. Top to bottom. The good guys don't mind. This is demons that have a problem. Now, this series of instructionals is to ensure that a Kurdans can discern the differences between an Nephilim, demons, extraterrestrials, and anyone else, living or dead, and that's our next exercise, because there's a huge difference between the living and dead, and there's an even greater difference between a possessed and a living and dead. Now, those differences that we're going to get into and make damn sure we have them down pat. The most important thing about those differences is that some of them are very, very subtle. You can't be in there with a sledgehammer half the time. But these things aren't that nature. Now, each and every practice and invocation of testimony should be by virtue. Virtue is not only your own awareness of yourself, but of the energy you are currently experiencing. The more you're aware of your own present state, the more powerful you are, the more beneficial you are to yourself and whatever other endeavor you have to be about. Now, does anybody need a few minutes to rehearse calling up a living or dead spirit? Okay. Now, we're going to make a body of light go up quick and come down. I'm not going to Mad Hall bless it, but we're not going to have any electro points in it. Now we want you to do this on my command. Okay? The Kurdans prepare to make a body of light. We're going to ascend it into the plains of heaven on my command. Day 4. Ashtara. Estova, Idia, Akarma, Hosanna. Now charge the body of light with the
strange elements on my command. Akasha. Air. Fire. Water. Earth. Courage. Now descend. Hosanna. Akarma. Idia. Testora. Hastora. Apa. Now, I want you to send this body of light, it's like an angel standing in the sun, and charge it with all sun energies, burning off any remaining negatives. While you're there, make a sun ring for your new body of light. Do not secure one fire. While you're doing that, you will need the energy of the sun link. Now, return and attach your body of light, and it should be glowing gold sun link, the whole thing, to your physical body by tensing. And here's where the changes come in. I want you to expand this body of light, not your spirit or soul, but this body of light, to about 5 or 6 feet beyond your physical body in all directions. Now, of yourself, your own power, your own virtue, command this body of light to be all-protective. Under your command alone, where you and you alone rule without exception. Inside of this thing, you are the one and only God. Nobody else does anything in there but you. Now, you are not going to directly touch or contact anybody, living or dead, demon or otherwise. And you are not going to permit any direct contact with yourself. Body, soul, mind, spirit, etc. You're dealing with demons. You don't want them touching you. But that doesn't mean that we can't study them and discern them. But you must follow these instructions exactly. You got to do it this way or you are going to get nailed. Now, make yourself a second body of light from within your own. Just make your body of light out there, not out of your material. Make this thing out of the standing energies of creation and do not charge it with anything. It's not going up in the higher plane. Don't charge it with black fire, nothing. But make it about the same size as you've got your own, which is pretty good size for now. And we're going to call this new body of light, this second one, a body of discernment. And stand it out from yourself at whatever distance you think is safe. I just say an inch is safe, but you want to be able to view this body in its full view. So a few feet measurement is pretty ideal. Do not charge this body of discernment with anything. It's ethereal ectoplasm. And it does not need anything else except your control over it. Now, its own size is your own limitation of distance. That's up to you. So anything there is there, can't go anywhere else, it can't move beyond your own dimensions, and nothing can put into it can deceive or defraud you in any manner. And we're going to make sure that it's all right so everybody's seeing the same thing the same way. And you want to do this the same way every time. It is what it is, and all creation can't change or disguise it once you make it. Now that you've got a body of discernment, which will be a fluorescent medium gray in color, unless you've determined otherwise. If you have, return it to its natural fluorescent medium gray. We'll learn to use color body sometime later if I live long enough. But note the fluorescence. It's going to be one of your discernment indicators. For those of you that have done the clairvoyant thing out of the AED, this is what I'm talking about, that kind of fluorescence. Earth colors, as we see them that don't shine, are called muddy in metaphysics. But everything spiritual is fluorescent. Right now it ought to be stable. And other than being bright from fluorescence, should look like a fold, but whatever shape you made it into. And if you can't see it as clear as you'd like, don't worry about it. Clarity will come with a little more practice. And now we're going to go monsterizing. Now monsterizing is a game of hide and sneak. We'll be the sneak, but we're going to use the victim's hide. And earlier today, we used Nancy Pelosi's hide. And I don't think it's been snuck enough, so we're going to use it again. Now make sure your body of discernment is still there, intact, and a stable fluorescent gray. Now from inside your own protective body light, of light, not with your hands out as before, but by command, command only, and using your own conscious virtue, call up the spirit of anybody you know is dead, and insert that spirit into this body of discernment. Anyone you want. And you'll note an instant flicker in the intensity, and perhaps a shade of color a little bit. Not a big fireworks display, nor a ball burning out the flash, just a little shift like a momentary electrical power interruption. Now some of you may sense that more than see it. That's all right. That'll come with practice. Now, by your own virtue, you can command the same information you want from that spirit to fill that body of discernment. And the whole damn thing displays all you want to know, just like you would know an apple when you see one. Only instead of sensing the information as before, now you have to read it. And you'll find that is much more difficult than sensing, if any at all. A good practice for that during the days or whatever is take something in your hand, pick up a rock or a pebble, and sense what that pebble is. Just try to read it. It's called psychometry otherwise. And that rock will tell you. Let the energy tell you. Do the same thing with this, only don't touch it. Read this at a distance. Now once you finish reading this spirit secret, throw it out. Just get the hell out. No great ritual or other requirements. Just command it off and it'll return to where the hell ever it came from. But probably wondering what happened to it. Now, unload the spook. Are there any questions? Okay. Now, one more time. From within your own protective body of light, not with your hands, but by your command, using your own conscious virtue, call up the spirit of anyone you know who is still alive, other than one of us. Let's bring things up in this study. And insert that spirit, whoever it is, into this body of discernment. And again, you're going to note this instant flicker and the intensity, and perhaps a shade of color. Not much different than the dead spirit from before, except the fluorescence and gray color will be several shades brighter, and the flickering will be faster, because now you're dealing with something alive. That is a major point, the difference in the fluorescence and the color and the frequency. You call up somebody you haven't heard from in a long time, and it's a slow one. You know the difference between a dead one and a live one. Be sure to notify the next you can. That's how you can tell. That's how you do that. Now you can command the same information that you want from that spirit to fill the body of discernment. And they can't hide anything you want to know. And you have to read it instead of sensing it. But after all, it's better for the viewing if you take your time and read. Whenever you call one up you want to study, it'll stay there for the hours if you want to stay there and read it. Now once you're finished reading this spirit secret, throw it out too, the same way. Just like you did the dead spirit. Just command it out and it'll return to wherever hell ever it came from. It'll know something happened, or at least DNA will, but they probably won't have a clue as to exactly what. Now, are there any questions? make yourself a first to protect your body, like you did. Make a second body of discernment. Don't charge it with anything. And put that spirit in it. And make it tell you there. Make it feel that body of discernment with whatever it's about. And you can read it at a distance, just like you'd know an apple when you see one. Any questions about the process? Okay. Now the fun begins. I'm going to show you how to filter out the demon. In order to discern a demon, first you've got to have one. If you're going to get a demon, then you have to go where the demons are, or make them come to you. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Now, you're not going to touch it, and it's not going to touch you. But the demons will know they're being scanned, studied, and revealed, and the victim may or may not. But the demons may or may not inform them. But somebody that's sensitive will know, just like we will. And that's good. But who we're going to do is who knows exactly who we are and what we're going to do to it. Now, again, from within your own protective body of light, take conscious thought of Nancy Pelosi. And she's going to think to herself, oh, not again. Yes, darling, again, you communist bitch. Now, we've already determined that Nancy Pelosi is possessed of not less than 1,000 demons. So we have a source of demons here, I know them all. And obviously, all of them thinking themselves to be in pretty good company with one another, with her they are. Now, you're going to call a few of those demons to attention and direct their spirit to manifest in your body of discernment, and you do it this way. Repeat after me. Everybody, we're going to target Nancy Pelosi, and we're going to pull them up and put them in this manifestation of discernment, where I use my name and rank, or station, use yours. But repeat after me, and you'll feel this thing shift as it goes. I, Elaku, Alana, Ishrahai, Son of Fire, command the whole and true spirit of Nancy Pelosi to come forth to me together with all the chiefs of all the demons of Nancy Pelosi and all the minions of all the demons of Nancy Pelosi and enter into the manifestation of discernment that you be safe from me and I be safe from you. And you shall deny me not. Come now and abide yourself. Manifest in the manifestation of discernment reserved for you, that you may be examined and judged as to your truth, and as to your righteousness. Now they're going to fight like hell, but that's fine. You've already got them plowed in this thing, and there's not a damn thing they can do with it. The madder they get, the more their mind will use. But with above invocation, you just set the energies required. Command them, just like you did before, to come forth and insert themselves into the body of discernment. Because you are in control. And they can't refuse or fail to obey. And you'll recognize their arrival by the constant flickering of both the intensity and the fluorescence and the shades of gray. This thing will be all over the landscape. Frequency and all. Now that you've got a full house, here's where the fun begins. Command them all, but the chief demon to leave. Throw all the rest of them out and back down into hell if you want to. No courtesies, no ceremonies, just go straight to hell. Will work as well as anything else, but you're keeping the chief. Now, this passage does have a proper application. Pelosi, at least in her inmate, will know she has just been through something again, twice today, and in this instance, again, that it's the occurrence for jerking her chain. She's got the chief demon nailed up over here. Now, don't rush over there to him. He's bad news. Now, once Pelosi and her masters have body of discernment, and only the chief demon remains. Command him to fill the entire body with his essence. Now, he's mad as hell. This is the second time he's been through this today. But he's still got a choice. Either he obeys or he stays there until I put them all in the bodies of discernment in one place and ship him down to hell without further ado. There he goes. That's the boy. We just did something that he can't do on his own. He can't be in all these different places on his own. But we can call him up in that many different places. There's not a damn thing he can do about it. And he's madder in hell because he's there by himself and not in charge of anything. And certainly not what's happening to him. Boy, he's dead. Oh, good. Good therapy for him. Now, command him to settle down and fill the body of discernment with his essence. Now, you have to take this character, like all demons, and you examine this character, like all demons, for not only how it looks, but how it smells, and how it feels, even at a distance. Now, you can make this body of discernment move anywhere you want, out from under him or anything else, you get ready to throw him out. But be sure to maintain your own body of light, large size and all. And when you examine this body of discernment, do that at a distance, keep that back, keep yourself secure, and you're going to find that it feels very dirty. That's because he's dirty. You can tell wet concrete from soil mud by looking at it. And you can do the same thing with this piece of contamination. And that's the point. Remember how it looks. They can fool you on that one if you're not careful. But how it smells and how it feels, that is what a demon is like to you. Now you know what's there because you put it there. And this essence, he can't fool you because there's nothing there to fool with. He's in this puppy, and there's not a damn thing he can do about it tomorrow. Given time, he can, but we're not going to give him time. Now, that sickening discomfort you feel is just part of the makeup. One way to explain the smell is, think about this one. An Avon lady got into an elevator and out of nowhere left one of the biggest farts in her lifetime. Well, being quick thinking, she got down into her product case and pulled out a can of Pine Tree deodorizer and sprayed the entire elevator. A few floors down, some drunk staggered in, sniffed at the mess, and the Avon lady wanted to cover it up and said, "Isn't that a remarkable odor?" The drunk said, "Yep, it smells like somebody hit a Christmas tree." That's what this stuff smells like. They will try to make an essence out of it. You be very careful, and you can smell that. And he can never get away from it. Every demon from Lucifer down has an essence of smell about them that they cannot hide unless you just refuse to look for it. And if you are looking with your mind made up, no ifs, ands, buts, or maybes, and the smell is not there, it's because you're going to have a demon. Now you know why Nancy Pelosi is so vile, boiling bereft, and such a damn liar. She'd be a mass murderer if she thought she could get away with it. And she damn well intends to be. What she's managed to destroy the United States and institute global communism. If you think she doesn't have her eyes set on being one of the people that can murder because she's a state and somebody's a detriment to the state, I got news for you. Okay, now, just throw this son of a bitch out once you're through studying. get rid of him.
So we're down at a distance. Don't get the hell off.
But that's how you filter.
That's how you detect the demon. That's what a demon feels like. They've all got that essence. And they can't take it to anybody that's doing a true discernment. It'll always be a mixture of some stink. Probably one that you can tolerate the most. And an essence of some smell that you like the best. They're always trying to make that, but that stink will still be there. That's what you got to watch out for. But now you can know what they feel like, what the hell they're like, their atmosphere, if you must, their essence. That's the ticket. That's what you do. You make that body of discernment and filter the bastard and keep him over there because you do not want to touch these things directly. Now, when you pull up a spirit, they can't just jump out of that spirit and give you hell to pay. They can't possess you or anything else when you pull up a body in your hands. But remember, at this time, you're not dealing with a body. You're dealing directly with a demon. You pull up a demon by himself with your head out of your ass, and let me tell you, you play a game of gotcha that you won't get out of for a hell of a while. That's why you don't do it. And all demons, remember this, regardless of station or rank, present the same traits, the smell and the feel and giveaways, because they can make themselves look like anything. It's the core essence that gives them away, but they will fool you if you're dumb enough to let them. That's why each and every encounter with any spirit, no exceptions, must be discerned without question. Absolute. Check it out. And if it doesn't check properly, don't believe a damn word in it. I don't care how good it sounds. Now, discerning a living or dead on a saucy spirit is one thing, pretty easy to do. But if you have any doubts, even in the back of your mind, you detected something there. You're good at that. That's why you are spiritual and righteous people. You want your righteousness to be so pure that this thing can't get in there without you sensing it. And now you know what to look for. And this is how you detect and discern the demon. And they don't like it, especially in the hands of Anasazi, like we are. And they like it a hell of a lot less in the hands of an Akurian, because we can't be fooled at all if we are just stupid enough to let them fool us. And the chink in their armor is the smell and the feel. And either one, you don't need them both, either one is sufficient. And when you look at them as they are, which is something they can't hide after a while, once we get in enough practice, you can't be fooled unless you want to be. And when you pull up a living or dead spirit, its demons, if any, are trapped in it. They can't just come out of that into you. Unless you're just a damn fool, you have to call them up individually and let them out to come and get you. Now, let me explain that a little farther. Emmanuel threw the demons out of a man called Legion. And they asked him, you know, can we go into the herd of swine? Now, Legion was his name because this guy had so many demons. So Emmanuel permitted them to enter into a herd of swine. And those swine ran down the hill and into the water and drowned. Now that farmer was pissed, and rightly so. But if you don't let him out, you don't give him any choice. You tell him to get the hell out. If you don't give him any place to go, never, never discern any spirit without observing its essence, and never, under any conditions, give it any place to go. Emmanuel did that as an example to his disciples so they could see what happened if he did that. Because if you don't give them any place to go, they have to go report to Lucifer with the consequences for their failure. He didn't like failure. Now, if you got that smell and feel down correctly,
It's only a matter of time and practice, so they can't fool you by the way they look either. Now, the son of the vile and the evil, etc., you encountered with the spirits you pulled up, are bound demons. A bound demon, right. Every time a Catholic crosses themselves, or anyone allows themselves to be crossed, gets a demon of death, because all demons are technically demons of death, but there are only a few angels of death. But all demons are. And every time they go through that bullshit on themselves, they add another demon, or another layer of the demonic energy of death. They bind their own soul. If you don't think so, go out and read a graveyard. But now that you know, you also know they're pretty harmless against anyone with the Holy Seal, or under the protection of someone with the Holy Seal. But if I taught you this on day one, none of you would be able to do a damn bit of it today. You've got to go through the training step by step by step. Now, next Sunday, we're going to get into the discerning of the hard and dirty Nephilim and demon-possessed Nephilim. And it's something you damn well better have a handle on before we get to the royal knockdown and drag out, because there's a little bit of a war that we're going to be into, and we're already neck deep in. You need to practice as much as possible. No question about it. As much as possible. You'll notice it doesn't take but a few minutes once you know what the hell you're doing. How long can this take to make yourself a body of light and expand it when you're doing it by yourself? 10 seconds. 10 seconds to make yourself a nothing but a glob of body of discernment out there to make yourself one the same size you are. Another 10 seconds to pull up anybody dead or alive that you want to put in it. Another 10 seconds to study it, discern it from a distance. That's less than a minute. So whenever you get a minute where you won't be interrupted, do that. You're going to need the rehearsal. Now remember, should I check out before I get through teaching you? The prime target is and always will be socialism between here and Shiloh. That is the homebed of all global endeavors. The very essence of them loaded with demons from top to bottom. And it has to be dealt with as such. You cannot do it to your good swelling. Okay, everybody understand it. And we have a name that we've come up with. You'll love this one. C-L-U-A-N. Called Kluan. That means communist living under an assumed name. With a Marxist, fascist, progressive, whatever they call themselves, that's a Kluan. Now, are there any questions? No questions. Everybody get a good read on how to discern a demon and a read on that demon so you know what the hell it'll feel like, smell like.
Yeah, I got mad. Ooh, angry mad. It pissed me off. The most angry type of matter I got.
Well, he's good at being pissed himself, so he met his match when he ran into you.
Yeah, I wanted to be a beast. You promised him safety, and I just didn't really want to go there.
Well, it was a piece of discernment. That's why I did it, so I could teach everybody. It wasn't that we didn't want to put the hammer to him. But every time we hit Pelosi, we hit him again. But he's a prime idea of what Pelosi's really like inside. better than 1,000 of those. That is one vile woman. Make no mistake. Okay, anybody up for a United States-sized elbow?
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Did everybody get in your email or have you had time? If not, you can follow behind us. You really don't need to do much. The TKs that were with us the other night, we'll select them out. And all you've got to do, besides taking your place around the circle, is just mouth behind us or let it run in your mind as we go if you don't have a script. And it'll work just as well. We had some, we did 11 of them the other night. And although each one of them was a little different in shape here than the other because of the locations, they still are batting a thousand. Every damn one of them worked just perfect. So it's not a problem. But this is one where you need two people. We call them Company 1, Company 2, and Company 1 is a chanter. Now what they do is take what we're targeting and keep repeating it over and over and over again until they're ordered to stop. That keeps the energy targeted. And without that targeting, you're going to be in oblivion half of the time. Okay. Let's see who we got available. Because we need a Team 1 and a Team 2. Kitty, I want you to do the quick up and down because we're going to make a new body of light for it.
Okay.
And this one will be in addition to the one you've already got, so you'll have plenty of energy and protection. Who else do we have on scene here? Company 1.
Did it come back in, I heard B.
Yep. Okay. That sounds good. I got my chance now. Okay. This one, when you get to it, the chat is going to be Democrat Party, Socialist and Media. Show yourselves to all the demons. We'll get through that. Okay, Mr. Pinion, Company 1. Dave, you want Company 1 too?
It's fine, sir.
Okay. Coco, do you want to ride down into hell with us, or do you want to do 10? We need both.
Can I take the ride? Because I need a chance to do the ride again, sir.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. Diane, are you in? Evidently not. Who else have we got? Pete, do you want to help with chat? Did we lose Pete?
Pete's in. Yeah, I'm trying to push the wrong button. Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. You guys for Company 1, Dennis, Dave, and Pete. Gerald?
Yes, sir.
You, Shylon, I think we have Jesse in too, don't we?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I want you to, this is a little dangerous to be down there without a seal. I want you on the Company 1. That'll make 4 of you. Okay?
Okay.
Who else do we have in? Gerald, Shylon, myself, who else do we have?
Oh, Bob Cross, it's kind of here.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
Just fine. How are you feeling?
Great.
Okay. We're going to put you on Company 1. All you got to do is just chant the stuff. Did somebody show you how to make a body of light?
I was listening on that, yes.
Oh, okay. So you know how to do one. Okay. Okay, we'll help you make one. Who else do we have? Coco, of course, is going down with us on team two. And me. I guess that's going to be that.
Did you sign me somewhere? Company
2? No, you're a company 2, honey. You're also going to do a location. So we're about balanced out. Now, let me explain what we're going to do for those that haven't gone up yet. We're going to go down into the plane, and we're going to pick up a hell ball. I'm going to go down in the deep and lift the thing and start it. You guys just get on a corner anywhere. Gerald, Shylon, Coco, and Kitty. Just take the four quadrants. We'll do fine. And we're going to lift this thing so that the center of this hill ball is in Omaha, Nebraska. It's 6,000 miles in diameter, which means it's going to be 3,000 miles high to a 3,000 mile into the earth. And 3,000 miles each direction. A great big round ball of dirty hell. And we'll do it all on the same command. And what we need is for Team Company 1, Denny, Dave, Pete, Jesse, and Bob, just to chat silently. And you'll begin to pick up each other's swivel. You can do that. The Koreans can. It's not a problem. It's a little shaky at first, but that's perfectly all right. And you're going to chant, Democrat Party, Socialist and Media, show yourselves to all his demons. Now this is the only one we're going to do tonight. The other night we did a pile of them, four we tore their ass apart. Okay, now, do all of this on command. Don't do anything outside of it. I've got a rank of my own troops, so take care of the blue swords. Okay, if everybody is ready, Brandon Malone, you may fire when you get a breath.
Okay, I always keep a breath, just in case. All right, Julian, fire up. Bowen, Kendalata, is now Busat. As it is spoken, so let it be done. All right, quickly, and then body and light up the plane. Take a couple deep breaths. Bigger on the inhale. Brighter on the exhale. Bigger. Brighter. Now we're going to send that body of light up the plane. Half Thor. Half Terra. Half Terra. Idea. A karma, a sana. Take a look around. Feel the ceiling gone. No top on tape. Notice the seraphim, the veil. There's the archangel. Now charge it with the elements. Akasha. Air. Fire. Water, earth. Put all those into that body of light up there. Now bring it down and bring it, energy of each level down, coming down. Asana, a karma, idea, hetera, astera. Hathor. Okay, now send that body of light to the sun. You know where it is to jump up there into the sun. Standing as an angel in the sun. Just charge it up. Soak up the sun's energy through the feet, through the hands, through yourself glowing with it. Now reach your silver cord, your belly button, and pull out a cord. Like a water hose. Suck it into the sun. You can draw energy in through that cord. Suck it into that body of light. And keep it bright. Golden yellow bright. Along with all the elements and all the essence of all the planes of heaven. Okay, now, jump back down to your physical body. insert and tense up your physical body. Now you've locked in that body of life. Just take a minute to feel through your fingers, your feet, your skin, all the little hairs. Notice the different energies that you're carrying inside you now. Okay. Now, those who cannot follow us down into the lower depths of the infernal depths of hell in each and every detail, do not attempt to do so. You are hereby designated Company 1. Now, the stage and target. The entire United States, Alaska, and Hawaii, and of that, all the Democrat Party, the Socialists, and the media. Now, the Democrat Party, the Socialists, and media are all socialist demons. So every human in the hell area, which is the entire nation and the waters around it, sees the Democrat Party, the Socialists, and the media as the demons that they despise and distrust the most. Remember, they're going to see the demons the way that it would appear to them. So we're going to command the depths of Perseidon to bring forth a huge ball of its hottest and filthiest energies, and we're centering it on Omaha, Nebraska. Now, Company 2, Bobby is the only one that's going down into Perseidon. The rest of us will stand on the platform of Hapernaum. And when he pushes that ball up far enough that we can grab it, we grab it, lift it, and then center it. And pay attention to the chant of Company 1. They'll pinpoint you to the center. Company 1, your chant is, and find your rhythm, Democrat Party, Socialists, and media, show yourself to all as demons. Okay, Commander, stage is set.
Blue Swords, command your battle stations. Company 1, on my command, begin this chant and keep chanting it until I give the order to stop. Democrat Party, Socialists, and media, show yourselves to all as demons. Keep repeating that over and over again. Company 2, make another body of light. Do not charge it with anything. Do not use black fire. Excellent. We're going to command the depths of Perseidon to bring forth a huge ball of its hottest and filthiest energies, centering it in Omaha, Nebraska, and charge it with an invocation of testimony. Company 1, begin your chant. Company 2, under your full control, direct the new body of light down into the depths of hell on my command. Deros, Tanaka, Hadesi, Gehenna, Halea, Hapernaum. Company 2, from Hapernaum, invoke this invocation of testimony. Perseidon, Perseidon, by all the righteous powers and holy authorities, deliver to me here and now a sphere 6,500 earth miles in diameter of your fiercest and most violent energies, filled with all manner of filth, agony, and suffering. Secure the hell ball for lifting to the surface. Hapernaum, Halea, Gehenna, Hadesi, Tanaka, Deros. Center the hell ball on Omaha, Nebraska. The center of the hell ball should be on the surface at Omaha, Nebraska. Continue to hold it and charge the hell ball with this invocation of testimony. you herein are consumed of this hell, for the only peace is hatred of the demons, the Democrat Party, socialist, and media. All you herein are consumed of this hell, for the only demons are the Democrat Party, socialist, and media. All you herein are consumed of this hell, where the only comfort is hatred of the demons of the Democrat Party, socialist, and media. All you herein are consumed of this hell, where the only demons are the Democrat Party, socialist, and media. All you herein are consumed of this hell, where the only hate is of the demons of the Democrat Party, socialist, and media. All you herein are consumed of this hell, where the only demons are the Democrat Party, socialist, and media. All you herein are consumed of this hell, where the only salvation is removal of the demons, Democrat Party, socialist, and media. Company 1, cease your chant. Company 2, stand down. Brigadier Malone, clean the Eukaryans.
All right, Eukaryans. Stars of the body of light within you, do not secure black fire. All right, up the plane. This ought to be an easy walk. Back door. Half Sarah. Half Sarah. Idea. Hakama. Hassana. Okay, everybody see the seraphim over there? We're getting our grade. It's a polite clap. We got a B plus. Akasha. Air. Fire. Water. Earth. Soak it up. Gonna need it. Now descend. Hassana. Hakama. Idea. Hestera. Hestera. Hathor. Okay, insert that clean body of light into yourself, into your physical body. And attack it by tensing up your physical body. Just real quick tense, all over. Okay. Now, feel with your physical body all the effects of having the energies of the heavens. This is part of your virtue, what Bobby was explaining. Not only the awareness of yourself, but the awareness of the energies that you're using. So think about that. And be on the lift. We live in Hathor anyway. Okay, pause up, Assyrians. Feel each other. How strong it is. See your palms getting electrically charged. Prickly. Good job. Assume they are Umanga. All energies hear us. Break. Loose board and out.
Are there any questions?
When can I do that again?
What?
Sarah wants to do it again.
I'll call me at any time. I'll chant for you.
Call me too. I'm in. Anybody want to do it going, I'm in.
10 o'clock mountain tomorrow morning.
No, I'll be working.
But you can chat on the job, can't you?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be weird. That would be it'd get way too much attention.
Yeah, he looked in the rear view mirror and here come one of those wagons carrying a good supply of the white jackets.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd
be driving down the road in your black Cadillac with your white glow around you.
Yeah.
and your gold coin going up in the sky somewhere. Well, boy, that one raises a barrel of hell, and there's no escape from it. When you put a hell ball up like that, it's a real whistler. Now, one of the things we're going to do when we get to the next one, for these things layer and they stay put, unless we go deliberately and remove them. And right, we're going to put up a few more, because we got a 2012 coming. So we're going to make one in addition to this one, and the others we've already got, that covers the entire Earth. We'll make it about 9,000 miles in diameter, and cover the entire Earth to fight socialism. Socialism, the media liars, and we're going to take on a few personal targets. Soros, Buffett, Bill Gates, a few people like that, the global manipulators. Now we're going to target their ass real hard and real well, because we're going to have to, and we're going to find that some of them have a demon possession that is in one of the Nephilim, and also in somebody like Bill Clinton. Well, there's a whole command of those. So here this demon is, and he can be present in either one, but don't worry, his second and his minions fully lose the other one. Normally, they take the higher life form, as they would call it. The chief would be in the Nephilim, but then they fill up demons with a bazillion into somebody like Clinton, and when the chief shows up, Clinton starts doing things his way, because the demons insist on it. And they do that. They're hell-bent on destroying the world and everything in it, because Luke wants to rule, and he's not going to win that one. And the Nephilim won't rid of the responsibility of making us to start with. So that's their mutual attraction for us. But we're going for their ass. And we're going to win.
The reason is, take requests.
On occasion, when the war is over, I take requests.
Okay.
It's just a part of them.
Didn't we have a couple of homosexuals in some of the invocations recently, Kitty?
Yeah, there still is in the March to Hell.
The method to my madness is one of the cruise ship Caribbean songs that we got a grand deal of fun out of was the one about who put the pepper in the Vaseline. I was wondering if we could possibly invoke that one worldwide and have some fun with the, shall we say, homosexual community.
Wouldn't we have time for speaking of that, there was a beauty the other day. I'm sure you're familiar with Ann Coulter. She comes up with some pretty good ones. One of her colleagues that she learned a great deal from, who was just about wiser, died, and she said she didn't know that he was so close to the end, or she had spent more time being influenced by it, because the liberals didn't like it. But way back when, William Buckley put out a comment when AIDS first started to break, and he said that every homosexual, every gay man then, ought to have his buttocks tattooed as a warning. And someone came up with the idea, yep, and here's what to say. All ye, for abandon hope, all ye who enter here. I thought that was a masterpiece. We ought to email that to Phil Donahue or something. Son of a bitch. Anyhow, that was a real rouser. Are there any questions while I can
better.
Yes. Bob, did you have any problem keeping up with us?
I got a lot to learn, but I dealt a lot with it too. Such an accomplishment, and I don't know, I'm just glad to be here, and I hope you keep letting me come back.
All you're going to do is study. The AED's there. By the way, we'll get you out a copy as soon as we can. All of our computers are mine anyhow, what the hell in a handbasket. It's mine or everything.
They do that.
Yep. Fortunately, we got a brigadier out in California that makes his living doing computers, and he built us a new one, and we got it in, but we didn't have time to load it yet, and my old mainstay went belly to the sun, so we had to rescue all the data and everything off of it, and then test it besides the one that we had, thanks to Diane, who had some equipment and a great deal of support for it. Shyloon and I pulled what amounted to an all-nighter getting the data rescued off of the other devices. And we've got them all and got them back up, but we don't have everything aligned back to where we can use it yet. We still got a bunch of loading and stuff to do. So needless to say, I'm about 4 days behind. And I think you can put that onto the accumulated time, which makes me about a year and a half.
If you're only a year and a half behind, you're doing well, Bobby.
Yeah, right. That's the only we know how true that is. But fortunately, we had some good experience, and we pulled it out of the fire. We're back up and operating, and I imagine it'll take another week before we get down to looking like we're back where we were. But hang in there, check your emails. Are there any other questions?
I'm just so amazed I can't even come up with any questions right now. I'm going to just keep reading. I've got a lot to learn.
Well, everybody talks about their religions and what have you. But we're the ones that does something. Everybody else is out there mealy-mouthing this and all the damn lies and all this old bullshit from one end to the other. They prefer that because it sounds good.
Yeah.
Ours does not sound good.
I know that Karen is actually politically correct sometimes. I thank you for that.
Yeah. And most of our people, as you will find, are not politically correct at all. They don't give a damn.
That's good.
You're a cut Jew shithead. That's the way they're going to do it.
I appreciate honesty.
And we do. We don't give a damn.
That's right. Great opportunity, Peter.
Yeah. Don't worry about learning. We're all still learning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's never ending. School is interesting.
Yeah. And when he said all of us, that includes me. I'm still learning this job, and I've only been doing it for damn near 50 years. And every day, there's something that we need to learn. Always something. But I would think that anybody that didn't, I consider myself, if I don't learn something in a day, I figure I wasted that one. Something was wrong with it. So that's nothing new for me. But it's a long process, and there's a long way for you kids to go yet. But we're doing it. And we're not doing it to... because of all the bastards in the world, we're doing it in spite of them.
Well, thank you, Bobby.
Oh, you're welcome. Good night, buddy. We'll get your package out as soon as I can.
Well, General, I've got one thought. This makes about 20 years I've been around you from the other industry, and
That's why you laugh with a boy of the others. You've had 20 years to find out just how crazy I can be.
Yeah. Hell, even you have a method to your insanity, didn't
it? Do you remember the one we put on Airplane International because somebody said in one of your writings that we could charge Elephant Park? And I wrote one of myth called Bumba Elefante, and we got the damn thing on the chart. What's his name was Matter and Helicopter.
Yeah, that was funny. We charted it, and if you know what you're doing in the music industry, you can do that. If you don't know, you can't. Then he had about four or five personalities.
And I don't remember which one it was, but I said he does a hell of an imitation of Jenny Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
That was Izzy the King.
Izzy the King, yeah.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we got letters back from Dunno, England, wanting to know who the hell this Elvis was and how they could get by on pictures on
him. Well, now you know how it was never wrong in all those years.
Mm-hmm.
We take the time to learn how to be right. One thing about an Aquarian, we're always about the right thing to do. And if you don't know what to do, then the right thing is to find out. It's that simple. It may take a while to find out what in the hell you're doing, but that if you learn to read, pay attention, use your common sense, unlike these Christians, they get brain dead with brain deals, you know. Before Mark Smith, girl in Florida, one of the most accomplished dentists that you ever heard. I'm stubborn, but I'm goddamn stick. Every other word out of her mouth was praise the Lord for that. Well, she got praise the Lord. She was about 85 when she came home. And guess what? In all of her life, and she got sounded by the Lord at about 10, she hadn't done a goddamn thing. That's right. But there's people out there like that. We see them all the time. We see them every day.
I've been exposed to them all my life, to people that know everything. When you get there, you don't have to do anything except tell other people what to do.
Yeah. And I don't know how many I've seen that were called to the Lord. So they had the Lord, and you didn't, which gave them a position of talking down their nose to you.
Yeah.
And that was the only part of their damn religion.
And in this town, they do nepotism to get those positions for their family members.
Yeah, yeah, we call it ask them anything, but you can't tell them nothing.
Yeah.
Well, the one I hate the most is that the letter J doesn't exist in Hebrew, Aramaic, or Greek. That's the one that absolutely drives me mad.
Yeah. And that one makes them mad as hell when you suggest it to a preacher.
Yeah.
Of course, we shouldn't stay in mourning like this when we offend a preacher.
Or if there's more fun to pull us out, I'm on them and saying, just how long have you been praying to this?
So he came and asked for a drink. Somebody said, praise Jesus. The drink was the man said, who? Who?
Oh, I remember just we. That means I am in French. I got you. Okay, now I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. He got at the grocery store and somebody said, praise Jesus. The drink turned out, I was with her. She turned around and said,
who? Who the hell is that?
All she had to say was get that puzzled look on her face. It's sort of like, the priest is a tall woman. She is tall. And she's got big braids, micro braids, and they hang long. She puts them in a ponytail, so she's kind of an ominous picture if you don't know her. Because she can get a stern look. She used to turn around and said, ask with, and stopped and exerted her presence there and said, who? Did you see that fucker's asshole, pucker?
song in Baptist land, once you've been around the interior and you found out about the letter J, is Bill Gates' little tune called Something About That Name. Yeah, there's something about that name, all right. The letter J ain't in there.
But we've had a lot of fun with it over the years. Is that someone coming in or someone fell out?
Must be an out. Yeah. Ain't no heard more heavy than breathing.
I didn't hear it.
I heard it.
I heard it.
Well, folks, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, I'm gone. Good night.
Okay.
All right, children, I will bid you adieu. If you've got any questions, email me.
Okay, I thank you very much.
And any questions at all, just give me an email, and I'll get them answered for you.
Okay.
As soon as I can.
Okay.
And take care. Good night, dear.